This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Dr. Brian Seely. He is head of the CAFE Foundation. And the CAFE Foundation is dedicated to bringing green, responsible, and reasonable personal aviation transportation to people, and it sponsors a competition periodically. Big news this week, Brian. A major sponsor has signed on. Tell us all about it.
Yes, the Google Incorporated has signed on as a sponsor for the Green Flight Challenge and for its subsequent exposition to be held at the NASA Ames Research Center. And this is going to make possible a really outstanding event.
Okay, well, tell us what's going to happen and what the aim of the whole thing is all about.
Yes, well, concomitant with NASA's focus on personal air vehicles back in about 2004, 2005, there came about, of course, the concerns of climate change and energy efficiency and electric vehicles and so on. And so the NASA headquarters Centennial Challenge program evolved toward a green flight challenge in which we realized that we could converge a whole bunch of technologies into a new proof of concept, something transformative for transportation. And that was to take the accessible advanced aero technologies that are trickled all the way down to GarageBand home builders now, including laminar flow and CFD and ultralight carbon fiber structures and extremely high L over D, and put all these together to be oddly accommodative to the current limitations of electric batteries and to actually be able to demonstrate the proof of concept of extremely efficient, high mileage, emission-free cross-country travel in small planes. And, of course, another technology that will be folded in soon to this will be the Six Sigma reliability of autonomous flight. So we're looking at a real transformation here, the beginning of something very big. And it just turned out that when CAFE held the first ever electric aircraft symposium for a faculty of about 15 people back in 2007, Larry Page, Google's CEO, was one of the faculty attending and attended each year thereafter and had a particular interest. And it's actually his visionary interest in this domain that has led to this sponsorship.
There's a competition associated with this. Describe the competition, when it's going to be held, and how it all works.
Well, the competition will be currently for 10 different aircraft, some hybrid, some pure fuel, some electric battery-powered, and they will come to Charles M. Schulz, Sonoma County Airport on September 25th to register for a week-long flight competition that includes measurement of their takeoff noise, their takeoff distance, their stall speeds, and, of course, their cross-country practical high-mileage flight in which they must fly 200 miles nonstop at greater than 100 miles per hour while getting more than 200 passenger miles per gallon. And it's quite an array of different aircraft, many of them by top designers, all of them quite innovative. They will complete their two competition flights, the first of which will be for pure mile per gallon achievement, and the second of which will be for pure speed achievement. And then the score will be combining those two measurements into a formula that generates an overall efficiency. The awards for the event will be presented to much fanfare at the Moffett Field ceremonies during the Google Green Flight Challenge exposition hosted by NASA on October 3rd.
Now, we're not talking about a plaque and a blue ribbon for winning this competition either, are we?
No, as a matter of fact, this is indeed the largest ever cash prize for aviation. So this makes it additionally historic, and there is very serious effort going into these aircraft.
Well, how much money can the winner earn from all of this?
The total prize purse is $1.65 million. The first place prize is $1.3 million. There are additional prizes for the highest scoring biofuel powered airplane, and there are second, third, and fourth place prize amounts of lesser amounts that make it such that the top four or five aircraft will all be receiving at least some prize money.
So I guess it's fair to say that Larry Page's 767 won't be competing.
No, that's a good bet. Now, these airplanes are really going to, I think, open up an awareness for everyone that this problem we have with ground-based transportation, inevitably running into gridlock and terrible time delays, really can be overcome by 3D travel, ultimately having humans evolve to be more bird-like with that freedom of flight anywhere. And of course, phase two of green flight, besides the wonderful high MPG, will have to be the extreme quiet as well as the extreme short runway. And those are two more technologic challenges that we look forward to having be future green flight challenges.
Well, we appreciate your time today, Brian. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.